In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what is the big secret hiding in Mitt Romney's tax returns. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, an advocate for home ownership. More at houselogic.com/homeownership. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created to do what Andrew Carnegie called real and permanent good, celebrating 100 years of philanthropy. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, and Safari Leader. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Mackenzie Van Engelenhoven. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Lester Larchik and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. And special thanks this week to our assistant house manager, Jessica McLeod, who's moving on to far better things than us. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Technical directness from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now panel, what is in Mitt Romney's tax returns? It's Paula Poundstone.
The story of a little fella who dreamed of making lots of money and did.
Jesse Klein.
Last year, his largest multi-million-dollar investment was in a very rare Beanie Baby.
And Brian Babylon.
He actually bought the Phantom toll booth and tried to write it off as a tax write-off.
And if any of those things turn up in Mitt Romney's taxes panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks also, Paul Hunter, Brian Babylon, Mr. Klein. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week! This is NPR.